Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Inside Scoop Live. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm your host, Juanita Watson, and I have invited a longtime friend of Inside Scoop Live and Reader Views to the program. He is author and publisher Michael Holloway Perrone, and he is here to talk to us today about his newest endeavor, which is a fantastic resource for authors in the genre of romance fiction. So a little bit more about Michael and his newest project. Michael Perrone was born and raised in a small town of Mississippi. He earned his MFA in drama and communications from the University of New Orleans. His debut novel, A Time Before Me, won the Bronze Award in Gay and Lesbian Fiction in Forward Magazine's 2006 Book of the Year Awards. The Italian version, which this is so exciting, I'm so impressed, of this book, A Time Before Me, is scheduled to be released by Playground Libri in Rome this November. His other novels include Starstruck, A Hollywood Saga, Falling Into Me, and most recently, Embrace the Rain, which explores post-Katrina life in a small coastal Mississippi town. Michael founded his own publishing company, Chances Press, in 2005, and since then, Chances Press has partnered with Authors Solutions, Inc., which is the owner of iUniverse and WordClay, to offer self-publishing options for genre-specific authors. Chances Press's new site, SweptAwayBooks.com, focuses on self-publishing packages and marketing resources for writers of romance fiction. So excited to hear about this new project. Welcome to the program, Michael.
Thanks so much. I'm very excited to be here.
Yes. Well, congratulations, Swept Away Books. You're just on the ground level of this new company. It must be very exciting for you.
It is. We just launched officially on August the 1st.
Oh, it's that recent.
Yes, so we're definitely on the ground floor and everything's starting to build, which I'm very excited about.
Oh, so tell us how Swept Away Books was basically birthed from your original company, Chances Press. How did you get into the publishing aspect? Because I know you started as an author.
I did, and I originally published my first book through iUniverse. And which was A Time Before Me, and eventually they ended up picking up the rights to their star author program and released a second edition. And just the more I started learning about the publishing industry, I started getting more intrigued about the whole actual publishing and marketing side of it, too. So I ended up starting my own small press, which is called Chances Press, and started that up in 2005, and it's grown. Every year we've got few more titles that have come out. I think we're up to about 15 titles right now.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so it's grown a good bit. And then just recently partnered with WordClay, which also is the same parent company, Author Solutions, also owns iUniverse, to offer self-publishing options for authors through our company also. Being a small press, we do have limited resources, so we can't publish every book that an author queries us with. But there's still so many books that, you know, so many queries, I guess, that sound, you know, like fascinating ideas for books, but, you know, we just, like I said, we have the limited resources. So I wanted to try and come up with a way to still offer those authors a way of getting their book to market.
And so we have Swept Away Books.
Yes, yes. There's so many POD publishing companies out now. And the thing that caught my eye the most about all of them is they accept books of any genre. So it came, you know, just marketing my own book, I was like, wouldn't it be great if you had a POD publishing site that focused on specific genres and marketing help for authors of those genres, something that's a little more specific, a site that would speak to those authors. And so therefore, I came up with the idea for Swept Away Books and then also our other publishing site, rainbowauthors.com.
So basically then the vision for Swept Away Books is to keep it in romance fiction and just really dive into that genre, because I imagine marketing, promotion is very unique to that specific genre.
It is. Our first romance title came out in 2005, which was The Deep End, Erotic Story for Women by Madison Martin. And so I had to learn about, you know, marketing romance novels, mm-hmm. which I had done before. And so I developed, you know, a huge database of just romance novel marketing sources. And so when I was coming up with the idea for Swept Away, it was like, you know, I should get all these contacts together, all these marketing ideas, and then offer them to authors for free through Swept Away Books, you know, and because it's true, you know, if you write in a specific genre, there are, you know, certain marketing things that may work for one genre and not for another.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, so what authors are going to want to know, I imagine, are four different things. So publishing packages that you have, distribution packages, promotional tools, and marketing, a marketing plan or marketing. So what? Let's start with publishing packages and what Swept Away Books actually has to offer the author.
Okay, we have a wide range of publishing packages, starting off with free. You could actually publish your book for free and sell it for free via the Wordclay website. And also, through Wordclay, authors can choose to have their book file submit to CreateSpace, which is owned by Amazon, and sell their book through Amazon.com, which, of course, is one of the big
online
book.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And our do-it-yourself book publishing platform. And if you go to SwiftWayBooks.com, you can actually watch a little video that takes you through the different steps
mm-hmm.
of publishing your book.
Mm-hmm. I saw that. It's fantastic. So simple. This is so simple, Michael.
It really is. I mean, just it's amazing how far technology has come.
Mm-hmm.
And really putting authors in control of, you know, their own publishing experience. And so, you know, as long, you know, if you have Word, and
yeah, that's all you need.
Exactly. You know, and you can format your book, you know, how you want it, and it will take you through the whole publishing process. And it even has stock cover art that you can design yourself to do your own cover, and then you set your own retail price and what you want your royalty to be.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts off from that, and then the authors can also choose to add on services through a whole list of a la carte, you know, editorial, content design. Authors can choose to purchase to have their book edited.
Mm-hmm.
They can choose to pay to have the content of their book, the interior design for them. Also, they can choose to have a custom cover. And then they can also choose to have what is called channel distribution. And how that works is if you buy an ISBN in channel distribution, you'll have your book distributed through just about every online book retailer, from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and also it can be ordered through any bookstore. And it even goes beyond that for those who really want to make a big splash. They can also one of the big sometimes the obstacles that sometimes print-on-demand authors face in terms of having brick-and-mortar stores
mm-hmm.
order their books is most print-on-demand books are non-returnable.
Yes, that's true.
Wordclay also offers an option where you can, what they call returnability insurance, where you can purchase that and it will actually make your book returnable.
Oh, wow.
So there's so many different options according to, you know, what the author's goals are.
Yes.
You know, is their goal, do they just want to see a copy of their book in print? Do they want to just sort of test the market and, you know, sell through Wordclay and Amazon for free? Or do they want to, you know, go international in terms of selling it online to all the way to offering, you know, returnability brick-and-mortar stores?
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many different packages, and all of these can be added on according to what the author's goals are.
How fantastic, because, you know, a lot of times people putting out their first book, an author wanting to get their first work out there, they're a little tentative. So to have that option of doing this at such an economical, you know, this is amazing. I've never heard anything like this. How new is this whole Wordclay program?
Wordplay is actually a fairly new company. They came out, it's within the last year, and they just started working with other companies as affiliates, mm-hmm. which is what we're doing through Chances Press, mm-hmm. just a few months ago. The good thing about Wordplay is that they are owned by Author Solutions, which has been around for quite a few years, and they also own iUniverse, which is one of the big print-on-demand companies.
Yes, so, I think it's the biggest, actually.
Yes, and so, you know, you've got people with loads of experience, mm-hmm. you know, running Wordplay, which is really great. So, you know, they bring all that knowledge to the table.
So now you yourself are not doing the content editing or the actual publishing. That's all done through Wordplay.
Correct. It's all done through Wordplay.
As well as the distribution too, right?
Correct.
Okay.
The perks of an author going through Swept Away Books is that we offer special promotional ideas for romance authors
mm-hmm.
and marketing tips for romance authors. So that's what sets Swept Away Books apart from the other sites.
Mm-hmm.
Is, you know, we have all the options that Wordplay offers, plus we throw in some benefits that are for romance authors.
That's great. So you are really in the resources and promotional end. I mean, that you spent years studying that. So you know what's out there, and basically you've streamlined it for other romance authors.
Exactly. And writers can check out the site and check out some of our marketing tips. I mean, they're there for free for anyone to go and look at. And then someone who publishes their book through the Swept Away website, they also, if they publish by the end of August, there's a few different promotional opportunities. We're going to send out a special press release
mm-hmm.
Through PR Web on September the 15th, announcing and highlighting the publication of all of our August authors. It'll include the book titles and author name. Books published in August 2008 will also appear in a special author spotlight section on the romance genre fan site, romancingthenovel.com.
Oh, great.
Which is a great promotional opportunity there. Also, they'll be featured on the SweptAwayBooks.com homepage. And we're also, which I'm very excited about, Chances Press is going to have a booth at the upcoming West Hollywood, California Book Fair on September the 28th.
Mm.
So any author who publishes by the end of August will also, we're going to have a flyer highlighting and publicizing those books. And one author, based on the editorial marketing potential of their book, will also be featured in an interview on rainbowauthors.com and, SweptAwayBooks.com
mm-hmm.
and also romancingthenovel.com.
Well, that's a lot to offer.
It's a lot of free promotion.
Yes.
There. And some of these we're going to, even after August, we're going to be continuing. Any book that's published through Swept Away Books will qualify for a special placement on romancingthenovel.com and also on our homepage. Because, I mean, we really want to promote our authors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's what we're here for, is to help them market and to help promote them. So.
And we'll be back with more Inside Scoop Live after these important announcements.
Established in 1998, Rebecca's Reads is a book review and publicity service serving a large reading audience as well as a wide community of authors, publishers, publicists, and buyers and sellers. They offer reviews of recently published books as well as chapter readings, teasers, and videos to help you decide what book you would like to read next. Their insightful author interviews take connecting reader and author one step further, and if you decide you would like to purchase a book, an easy-to-navigate link will allow you to purchase the book immediately online. For the authors, publicists, and publishers, Rebecca's Reads has a variety of publicity services to help them market their books to their reading audience. Their services are budget-friendly and effective. For buyers and sellers, they have a monthly list of current reviews in the Book Review Index for easy browsing, as they know your time is precious and efficiency is a priority. Be sure to visit RebeccasReads.com and browse around their new space. Whatever your literary need, this user-friendly website may be just what you're looking for.
And now back to Inside Scoop Live with your host, Juanita Watson.
You can have a book in hand ready to sell, but if you're not taking care of the promotional end of the business and the marketing, it's just, what can you do? It's not going to sell. So these are things that author absolutely, they have to get into.
Yeah. And one thing I'm very excited about, too, is anyone who goes to the Swept Away Books website and registers on the website is automatically entered into a contest to win a one-year book distribution package from Wordplay that's valued over $1,300.
Yeah, I'm looking at your website right now, Michael, and I see that there. I mean, that's an amazing offer.
It's great. I mean, you get a custom book cover design. I mean, a custom book cover design.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, it's like Wordplay will work with you for up to 14 hours of time invested in the design and creation of your cover. Plus, you get custom typesetting in your interior for free, and plus free channel division in an ISBN.
That's great. How will you be picking the winner of that contest?
We're going to do it completely random.
Are you really?
Oh, yes. Every name for every person that's registered. Basically, we're going to really do it the old-fashioned way. We're going to put them all in a hat. Draw a name.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's great.
So, anyone who registers is going to be automatically entered into that contest. So you just have to register by September the 30th on the site.
Okay. And that, as you
said, 6 months to actually publish your book from the date that we notified you.
6 months.
So you do you do have time, too. Even if your book isn't ready right then to publish, you're still going to have some time to get your book ready for publishing.
Oh, gosh. Well, people need to get on this then. And you have mentioned on your website that that's over a $1,300 value.
It's a huge package. And then you also get the benefits, the promotional opportunities that come through publishing through Swept Away Books also.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So
now,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I'm just wondering, as you say that, I'm wondering about the marketing plan and how you are working with authors in developing marketing plans, or if you are.
Yes. Well, they'll automatically get those promotional opportunities on RomancingTheNovel.com and then also SweptAwayBooks.com. Romancing the Novel actually has a bookstore component. And so all of the titles published through Swept Away Books will also be highlighted in a special area of the bookstore, which I think is really cool. And if for an author who needs help, let's say, with writing a press release or postcards, or if maybe they need help contacting media, Wordplay offers those promotional and marketing services in addition for a fee too.
Oh, okay.
So but for those who maybe are on a little bit of an economic budget,
mm-hmm.
we offer tips on how to write your own press release, some sites that you can submit it to, and so, you know, to help kind of give you a head start.
That's great. So can authors then communicate with you directly?
Yes, they can. They can contact me through info@sweptawaybooks.com, and I'll be happy to answer any questions. And authors who do go through with the publishing via Wordplay, while they're in the middle of the publishing process, Wordplay, which I think is great, has a live chat that's available. So if you have a question about, oh, I don't know what to do, how do I fill out this form, what do I do next, there's always live chat available. And so there's someone on the other side, again, who is knowledgeable and can answer your question.
That's incredible. This is so user-friendly. I'm very surprised. I've never seen anything like this out there. This really is quite cutting edge.
It is really great. And I think one of the really good things about it is, you know, it really can help so many different authors with so many different types of goals.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the way from the person who just wants to see their book in print, to the person who wants, you know, worldwide distribution and returnability for brick and mortar stores. I mean, it has everything. And someone can start off small, and they can always add to their publishing package as they go along and as they want.
That's amazing. So this really is a very different type of a model from the typical print-on-demand companies.
Yeah. And like I said, it's, you know, Swept Away is completely focused on the romance genre. And I find it's fascinating. Back in 2004, Publishers Weekly said that over 50% of the paperback marketplace was for romance.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Huge market, obviously, you know, to get into. But also, you know, when you take that in consideration, there is competition.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it helps to have, you know, a little bit of inside knowledge on how to start promoting your romance book, you know, to help it stand out.
Mhm. Mhm. And you have that. Well, tell
exactly.
us. Yeah, really. Tell us a little bit. So you're an author yourself. I'd love to hear from you maybe some words of motivation to other aspiring authors that are listening today in regards to really keeping this whole process exciting and fun, because, you know, most authors would rather be writing and not getting wrapped up in the whole business end of things. It can be very, very challenging and very disheartening at times. So what, from your own experience, can you say to them today?
You know, what I did when I first started off is I set a goal for myself, and that was to sell 100 books.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's my goal. I'm going to work really hard, try and market my book, and try and sell 100 books. Well, when I hit the 100, and once I hit the 100, I upped it to 500. And once I hit the 500, I upped it to 1,000, and then I hit the 1,000. And then I kept going.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's about setting goals for yourself, and very tangible goals at first. You know, like, what do you want to get accomplished, you know, with your book once it's out there? But once you hit that goal, not stopping there, you know, up the ante, and then go up to the next level and to the next level. One thing that authors really have to learn, I believe, is you've got to learn and understand the business side of publishing, because really what you are is you become a brand, and you have to learn to sell yourself. Even if you have a book that gets picked up by a traditional publisher, unless you're John Grisham, Stephen King, Nora Roberts, you're going to have to do a lot of the marketing for your book yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So to become a successful author, you've got to learn that side of business. And I think once you get into it and you get excited about it, I mean, you have to be excited about your book. And you have to be the number one salesperson of your book. And if you get excited about it, do your research on how you're going to market it, what you're going to do, set your goals. I mean, I think the whole business and marketing side can also be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think it's really important what you're saying about the whole goal setting process, keeping it realistic and tangible, because I know that, you know, as an author, you can really get wrapped up in, I want to become a New York Times bestseller. I've heard from so many authors they want to end up on Oprah. But, you know, it's just maybe have stepping back and taking baby steps to get there.
Oh, Oprah would be great. I would love to be on Oprah.
Who wouldn't?
but you have to, you know, everyone who ended up on Oprah started somewhere. And they did not go straight from just publishing their book to be on Oprah.
Right.
So there were a lot of steps in between publishing that book and being on Oprah.
Yeah.
And so you have to set some goals for yourself, and reasonable and tangible goals to start with. So and it's also so you can feel like you're making progress.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest words of advice also I can give to writers is whatever you put out there on market, make sure it is your best example of writing. Get it edited. Check for those typos. Make it your best example of writing, because, you know, readers talk. And if they buy a book and if they don't like it, they'll post a bad review on Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you really want to make sure that what you're putting out there is really your best step forward, too.
I think that's a great point. I've read through numerous books over the years and just seen, you know, wondering if the book has even been edited at all, you know, and
exactly.
It's very, it just, it doesn't motivate the reader. It doesn't build confidence in the reader. So I think that's a very good point to go that extra mile and make sure it is the best you're putting out.
You really want, because it's, I mean, it's representing you, and if you want to build a readership, you know, people who are going to come back and read your next title, you want to give them a good reading experience and a professional one.
Exactly. Well, you are just full of information, Michael. I hope that listeners do shoot off an email to you or check out the website and really take advantage of this amazing new company that you've developed.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I definitely invite everybody to check out the site and to email me at info@sweptawaybooks.com if they have any sort of questions.
That's great.
And, yeah, I'll be happy to help in any way that I can.
Well, what's next for you? I mean, this is a huge project as is. Are you still writing?
I am. I'm just starting up a new novel. This one's going to be a historical one, actually, taking place in South Africa. So it's going to take me a good year of research before I really get into the writing of it. But it's a project I'm very excited about.
Oh, wow. Excellent. Maybe you'll swing by South Africa when you go and promote your book in Rome sometime later.
Oh, yeah, I would love that.
You're going to be on a worldwide adventure with your writing.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
That would be absolutely wonderful.
Well, best to you with that, and really congratulations on this new project, Swept Away Books. It sounds fantastic. It's a really great resource for small press and self-published authors. So we thank you for putting this kind of work out there.
Oh, well, thanks for having me on. I greatly appreciate it.
Yes. Was there any final thoughts that you wanted to get out today, or did we cover basically everything?
Yeah, just for people to check out the site, and for those people who might actually have a book that's ready to go, check out those August promotions, because it's a lot of good stuff in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you have some fantastic promotions in this contest. It's really incredible. So thank you, Michael, so much. Best to you and all the success. And please come back and talk to us when your new book is coming out.
Would love that.
Okay, take care. All right, listeners, that's been Michael Holloway Perrone and his new company, Swept Away Books. Just launched, and really they have got some great distribution packages, this contest, as well as all sorts of other promotional marketing information on this website. It really is quite an interesting concept and very new, so do check it out. And any questions, as he said, send him an email, info@sweptawaybooks.com. So I hope you have enjoyed this little interview with Michael today, and thank you so much for listening. It's been Inside Scoop Live, a little bit of a different interview today, but I know that you have enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it. So you take care, and tune in next time. Bye-bye.